All right, what have you got for us? You've got to help us out. You've got some ideas.
I've even printed
You've been brainstorming.
This is more work than I ever did for my own show.
Incredibly professional.
What does the top say there, James?
It says Hamish Blake segment gift ideas for Kennedy Malloy. Right. It's all typed out.
These are gifts. All right. If you want them.
I'm writing these
down. I've got my pen.
Okay,
let's go.
This one is time sensitive. You want to do this in the next 5 days.
Okay.
January. Listeners, mimic Jane's life to a T and post on social media how Jane they can be. At the end of the month, you pick the most Jane who's been, you know, insane and the most Jane or whatever.
Yeah.
And they get to go to lunch in a situation that will not be weird at all.
And a slab of wine in the can.
Actually, no, I reckon big ticks to that one.
January.
Tickety tick.
Right. Next idea. Mic check.
Hello.
Listeners are able to audit Mick's social media for the week to tell him what they haven't liked in an effort to refine his Instagram game.
Hey, this is necessary. Listen up big time,
listen
Malloy.
Listen to the people.
Okay.
Listen to the people, Mick, in an effort to get you 100,000 fans
I'm
followers
on the way.
By the end of
the
Okay.
Thank you.
Mic check. This one, I mean, maybe because I just spent the last week bike riding, but from an environmental standpoint, would you be interested in doing Mikey Bikey Janey Trainee? Mike rides a bike to work for a month and Jane takes the train.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
Let's not pretend you guys don't drive and have private car parks underneath.
It's particularly not going to work in Sydney on Monday.
I've put a caveat in. Mick is not allowed to hire a rickshaw. He must pedal himself. I immediately thought.
He's crushing.
He's going to have one of those guys that you just find late at
and
night.
And wear a beard of hair.
Yeah.
That's true for a 30-second advantage.
30-second
advantage. Last one is maybe for later in the year. Mick or treat. Listeners win Mick cooking dinner or alternatively a good prize.
That seems very apt.
These are all good ideas.
Guys,
you got them. Another one, we sink, you drink. Mick and Jane take it in turns to sink a 10-metre indoor putt on a putting machine out in the hallway, live on air for whoever's on the line to win either a keg or 24 cans of Jane's favourite wine.
What is wrong with you?
No, I think these are really good ideas.
Do you remember that Price is Right game? Where the more questions you got right, the closer you were.
Yeah.
You could just putt, like there's a putt.
There's mini golf land around here, surely. There's lots of corners.
The carpet's perfect.
The carpet is
great
perfect.
Great ideas.
We sink, you drink. I mean, trial it next Friday.
One and all. You can't sit on those ideas. This medium needs you.
We need you
back on your post.
I can't stop.
Thank you for coming in.
Do you think you'll visit back?
Is it just me, or do you remember barcodes first being used in Aussie supermarkets? Was it the 1970s?
Okay.
So I just read the trivia off the bottom of a carton draft lid.
Off one of my carton drafts.
Yes,
you got from my beer fridge.
I was trying.
Hamish Blake, thank you so much for being a guest on our very first week on air of Kennedy Malloy.
What an honour.